Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and I'm so excited. It's Potapalooza Day, and I get to meet all kinds of new friends. And this friend is Patsy James. Patsy's title of her talk, what she likes to share about, is Pain to Purpose, My 100-Pound Journey. I can't wait to hear more about this. Patsy, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for having me. I am so honored to be here and excited to share my story. And I'm excited to be on this amazing day with you.
Well, okay, let's jump right in. Tell me from pain to purpose and how you lost 100 pounds. I might need to know about that.
Well, my story is a pretty big one, but I've actually been able to release over 120 pounds. I am 4'11". I weighed 235 at my heaviest, and today I'm about 110, but to be honest, I don't really care about the number. That number is just something that tortures us, but that's just been my journey. This was about 28 years ago, so I've been able to keep it off for over 28 years, and a lot of pain, a lot of suffering that happened, but I'm so grateful that I went through that journey of releasing over 120 pounds. And now I am a board certified health and wellness coach. So I walk alongside my clients and we figured this journey out together so that they too can release whatever it is and have lasting results. So that's basically my story in a nutshell. But there's a lot, you know, along the journey, what happened to cause me to gain that much weight and what I've done over all these years to keep it off, which is, as I look back, it's like, wow, you know, it's pretty amazing. As I look back, it's like, I can't believe I've been this far. I've come this far.
Oh, I love that. And that whole idea of the pain that you went through that led you to where you are. I actually was with some people I used to work with last week, actually. And one of them, when we were talking about what I was doing these days, I said, I keep being asked, are you so sad that you didn't get into this sooner and you didn't leave your career earlier? And I said, oh no, I wouldn't have good stories. And it sounds ridiculous. At the time, I didn't know how to get out, how to change my life. But now I can use all those stories and help others. So that you know, find the joy, find the purpose in those stories is so powerful. So can you give us a little snippet of like how you got to be over 100 pounds, over needed to be a healthy weight? Like give us a little snippet of that.
Okay, this is huge. Everyone got their seatbelts on? So I was raised in a religious cult. That is a huge story in itself. And, you know, basically, we lived like Amish people. We wore long prairie dresses. Everything was about fear and shame. And I was able to literally escape when I was about 25 years old and had no education, didn't know anything. And, you know, was horribly shunned during that time, had no support, no education. But, you know, there was something in me that drove me to know that there was something bigger for me and something more powerful that, you know, I wanted to give to the world and that I wanted a better life. And through all of that pain and struggle and suffering and deprogramming. And just so you know, Jennifer, I am just now in my 50s starting to talk about my story in my earlier years. And this is scary. So thank you for giving me the safe place to share this. But yeah, going through so much trauma and fear and self-doubt, shame, that just pound, just I just packed the pounds on. And
Hiding, right? Like, I need protection. I need to hide from this. And I think you made a point that I'm sorry to interrupt, but I had to. You said you knew there was more. You weren't exposed to more. You didn't really see more, I'm assuming, being in this cult situation. But you knew there was more. And I recently had a conversation with a friend about a book that I read. And this little boy knew at 8 years old he was not living in the right environment and literally called DHS to get him out. And I was like, I was raised, fortunately, very liberal Christian religion. My parents adored me. My sisters and brother tormented me, but that's what siblings do, right? Like nothing out of the ordinary. But I told this friend, I said, how do you know at 8 this isn't right? And she goes, oh, I knew by 8 it wasn't right, and I moved out of the house at 16. And I was like, holy crapoli, like, how do you do that? So I just want the listeners to grasp, when you have that inner voice, that inner knowing, it comes from something bigger than you, that you're not in the right place and you don't have to stay there. Because I think that's just a critical point, and I'm honored that you're sharing your story with us today. This is
Thank you.
bravery on your part. So thank you.
It's really scary, but I want to be scared and do things that are brave to help other people. And it helps me too. People ask me all the time, how did you do it? How did you leave that situation and be where you're at today? And honestly, Jennifer, my answer is, I don't know. There was just something deep down, like you were just sharing, that, spurred me on to like, there is something better. And so I literally just left. I babysat during the day. I waited tables at night, and I figured it out one day at a time. It literally took me a good 20 years to detox from that situation. But the weight was the most visible thing that I needed to detox from, was the weight, because everyone can see that, right? And so I literally drew the line in the sand and said, I am never, ever gonna live like this ever again. So I did something very drastic, Jennifer. I went and visited a surgeon, and I'm like, help. I need help. I want gastric bypass. I want to conquer this problem for the and be done for the rest of my life and move forward and upward. And you know what? I didn't have enough money.
Oh.
I barely had insurance that would cover, an antibiotic for a cold or whatever. Like, I didn't have in my insurance was barely enough to do anything, and I didn't have money. But you know what? He saw something in me, and he said to me, he said, you know what? I'm gonna make sure you get this, and I don't care about the money part. He's like, I see something in you, and I want you to have this. And I'm getting emotional here. I couldn't believe it. I was just like, really? So we did the surgery. I was in the hospital for 5 days. I had the most aggressive surgery that I could possibly get, because I drew that line in the sand. I do not want to go back to the old me. And I knew that to get to the new me, I had to make all these drastic and hard changes. So we had the surgery. I recovered. And then I did everything wrong. We can go on and on and on. But I literally lost. I went from 235 pounds, girlfriend, to 100 pounds in 6 months. My hair fell out. I was malnourished. But you know what? For darn sake, that number on the scale said 100 pounds. And so I was like, I have lost 135 pounds. But you know what? I was sick. I was unhealthy. And that is where my story basically begins of my journey of now I'm a national board certified health and wellness coach. My goal was to not turn 30 at that weight. Well, my birthday's this month. I'm turning 55. 5% of the people who do what I did keep their weight off. So I am standing on this platform and yelling as loud as I can for anyone that can hear me and wants to hear me and see me that, you know what? Oh my goodness. Shame keeps you stuck. Shame, but self-compassion, pivots you forward in your goals. So now, Jennifer, I'm happy to say I'm a national board certified health and wellness coach. I walk alongside people on their health and wellness journey, and it's not about the number on the scale. It's not about what you eat or don't eat. It's not about how you torture yourself. It's more about loving yourself, figuring it all out, and continue going on this journey of health and wellness.
It's so impressive. I'm just in awe, and I'm just gonna say, not that the audio people can hear, but my video just went out. I think my cat walked by and
I
turned.
know. I was like, well, I was thinking that maybe it was me.
I think my cat turned it off. I think my cat turned it off when he walked
maybe I scared your kitty. She was
by.
like, who's that girl yelling from her soapbox?
Gosh, no, I love it. And so much that you've said was so powerful, because
Thank you.
I've heard of people going to surgeons for gastric bypass, and they literally were told, you have to lose 50 pounds before we do the surgery. And their response was, if I could lose 50 pounds, I would have lost 50 pounds. So I'm sure there's a whole lot of psychology behind that, like how committed are you to making this work? So like, part of me kind of gets it. Part of me is like, wait, what? I don't really understand. But the fact that you lost it so quickly and you became unhealthy, like that is a story in and of itself, that there are lots of medical advancements that can help us. But we really do need to read the label, whatever that label is, like the self-care instructions after a gastric bypass, or if I'm going to take a pill or have a shot or whatever. There are really good nutritional things that must go with it to be healthy. So you're down to 100 pounds, your hair is falling out, you're really not healthy. I'm just going to guess you didn't really have energy to live the life you dreamed of anyway.
No,
At that point, did you decide I might need to eat a vegetable and some protein so that I can live and be healthy? Like, was that a hard transition of I weigh 100 pounds and I'm unhealthy to I could weigh 110 or 120 but be healthy? Like, how did that process come about?
Jennifer, that's an awesome question. That's the perfect question for this. So I was so focused on the number on the scale, and I had it in my mind that as soon as I hit that magic number, the skies were gonna part, the angels were gonna sing, and I would meet my dream man, and I would have millions of dollars in the bank, and my life would be roses and cherries. Well, you know what? That's not what happened to me, girlfriend. I lost friends, I wasn't healthy, I did it all wrong. And so I had to like change everything, my mindset. I had to love myself. I had to have self-compassion. I had to realize that health truly is wealth. And just because you are a certain size doesn't mean that your life is going to be better. No. So that is why that I'm sorry, but that's why my clients love me, because I literally walk beside them and we figure it out. It's not about the number. It's not about dieting. It's not about going these crazy exercise programs that kill us. It's about finding out what we need to do to literally release what's holding us back. Release. We don't want to find it ever again. So, yes, I had to learn how to eat again. I had to learn nutrition. But the main thing was learning to love myself and learning to get rid of all the shame, the self-doubt, the negative thoughts. That was the true key in my journey of bouncing back from literally being a malnourished human being. I looked like I had cancer. I mean, it was not pretty, but the number said 100. but I had to learn the hard way. And that is why I'm so passionate about what I do, Jennifer. Like, I literally see people's lives change, and I am right there with you. By the way, can I share real quick? If you are curious about who I am, I'm on Instagram, and it's Patsy James, Fit Over 50. And I am launching a new signature program. January 2nd is when it's going live, and I only have a limited number of spots, and it's going to be life-changing. It's not about dieting. It's not about killing yourself with marathons. It's about loving ourselves, having compassion, releasing what's holding us back, and just getting rid of the fear and the shame.
I love that. So, what I'm taking from this conversation is working with you, you help with the mindset because those crazy stories going through our mind, they keep us in the stories going through our mind and don't get us out of them. But that plus nutrition. So, do clients you work with also have gastric bypass, or is it exercise, diet, and mindset?
Everybody's on their own journey. I mean, I use the surgery as a tool, and so I preach that like crazy. If you need a tool, I can help you get the right tool for you. If it's GLP-1s, if it's surgery, if it's just the extra support of whatever it is. So everybody's so different. Everyone's on their own journey, and what worked for me may not work for you. So I like to figure it out together. It's so much better when you have someone on your team, isn't it?
Well, you have to. It's like coaches have to have coaches, right? Like we can't do this on our own. And I have a friend who recently had, I don't know if it's the right term, gastric sleeve, gastric band. I
Oh,
don't know,
yeah. Yep.
different. I don't know if they're the same, but she said, like the hardest thing was on with that, you can't have any carbonated beverages. And she said, giving up my Diet Coke every day was really hard, but in giving that up, then I was able to give up the sugars and give up the carbs and some of the other things that had kind of led to the weight gain. And she had lost it, I don't know, it had been 5 or 6 months and she had lost like 40 pounds and was already feeling better. So I love that you say it's all tools and we can all heal ourselves. I'm an energy healer also. And so, like, we can heal ourselves, but we need support. We need help. We need the tools. We need the things so that we can move forward in that. So, powerful, powerful stuff. So, as a newbie in this world with you, Miss Patsy James, I'm
Thank
find you on Instagram. I wrote that down.
you.
Like, if I wanted to make one small change towards having a healthier journey physically, the eating nutrition piece, do you have like one thing that would be beneficial to start making a change in my life?
This may sound silly to you, but this is one of my favorite things to do to like incorporate into your daily life. Drink water. Drink water. The first thing I do when I wake up is, well, let me back up. So before I go to bed at night, I put a glass of water in my next to my bed, as full as I can get it, have some electrolytes in it that I like, and it's room temperature. The first thing I do is I sit up in bed before I do anything, and I enjoy that precious glass of room temperature electrolyte water. And boy, I tell you, that will get you bouncing. So, drink that. And then if you want to take it a step farther, have another glass before your meal. That's going to help you get hydrated. It's going to increase your energy, and it's going to help you not to overeat. It'll help you slow down a little bit. And we can go on and on and on about this, but I want my clients and you listeners, everyone who's watching us, to be grateful for our food and enjoy it, and use it for what it is. It's to nourish and fuel our bodies, and we can do other things to fill our hearts with. So just, being grateful. Sorry, you asked for one, but I keep going. Being grateful for the water, our healthy food that we have, and being grateful for one another. I'm gonna share one more thing if that's okay.
Of course.
I have created in my daily habit a gratitude walk. So after I've had my water, I get up, I do some quick things, and then I head out for 10, 15, 30-minute gratitude walk. And it's not to go out there and, burn calories and work up a sweat. It's basically to go out there and do breathing exercises, become aligned, think about the day, and be grateful. And if you can be grateful for just one thing, I know life's tough. It could be just you're grateful for your legs that move, our eyes that can see, or whatever it is. That's, to me, will definitely set you on a great path for your day and for your life. It's those small little things.
I love this, and I love the water thing because I had a friend and we were traveling together, and she got just a little under the weather, not full blown sick, but under the weather. And I was like, "You need to drink more water." And she was like, "Oh yeah, I've been drinking a lot." And I was like, "No, like I've been watching you. Like 12 ounces a day is not sufficient. I'm sorry. You're just like, you need more than that." So that drinking water, we take it for granted because those of us who live in first world countries where clean water is available, we take it for granted. Other places, they wish they could have a cup of water a day. So this has been amazing, Patsy. I'm so happy to have met you today. And as we wrap up, the podcast is destined for success. Closing thoughts on your success journey for the audience.
You know what? Small little changes move that needle in either way. You're going to be go the one way to become healthier towards your goals, or the other way to where you're not. So just take tiny little steps each day. It doesn't have to be anything huge. And, just love yourself. Love yourself. Give yourself self-compassion. And, life is good.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
I'm Jennifer Takagi with Destined for Success, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe, and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.